The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you were a male praying mantid, the top item on your prayer list might be to survive sex. Female praying mantids are notorious for eating males after they mate. But now, for the first time, scientists have experimentally shown that the males are hip to the risk and not too keen on being food either. The researchers toyed with the physical position of females and how hungry they were, then noted how males responded. Hungry females are more likely to cannibalize, and a head-on orientation naturally makes it easier for her to attack the male with her predatory front legs. The guys responded to greater risk by slowing their approach, increasing courtship behavior, and mounting from a greater and possibly safer distance. This shows that male mantids actively assess variation in risk and change their behavior to reduce the chance of being cannibalized. Males are clearly not complicit, and the act of sexual cannibalism in praying mantids is an example of extreme conflict between the sexes. And by the way, you may have heard these insects called praying mantis, but mantis refers to the genus Mantis, and only a few praying mantids belong to that genus. The word mantid refers to the entire group.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.